Hey, everybody. This episode of The Horror Show is brought to you by HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com and use the promo code HORRORSHOW30 to save $30 off your first week of deliveries. It's also brought to you by our Patreon sponsors, Adam Burke, Dawn North, and Hanzi Oppenheimer of the Squee Fangirl Project. So thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. And thanks, HelloFresh, our new sponsor. Everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
Trying not to breathe.
Why not?
Because we're doing a movie about.
Well, it's not about not breathing. Everyone breathes.
That'd be so much more fun.
That'd be a great movie. People holding their breath. An hour and a half.
Don't Breathe is our movie this week.
Yeah. Who chose it?
Well, thanks. Ashley Moody.
Oh, okay.
Homie Ashley Moody. Thank you, Ashley. And thank you for donating, Ashley. Yeah, before we get started, let's throw out IHateHurricanes.com, our donation service. Or something. Donation drive. We're not accepting the donations. You can donate to any charity as long as it helps hurricanes. And go to IHateHurricanes.com. I have all the instructions there. If you donate to any charity, whether it's helping Irma or Harvey, I don't care if it's an American charity or one helping the Caribbean, don't give a fuck. As long as you're helping somebody. Yep. $5 or more, you'll get a special pack of horror movie themed stickers.
Look great, by the way.
So far, we have four of them. But by the time this drops, we'll probably have like seven. Originally, they were all going to be inspired by Texas horror movies and stuff, Texas movies. And then, but I'm trying to get a few more at this moment. I'm trying to get some Florida ones made. What movies are made in Florida? I know.
Not a spot.
I bet you.
The Glades.
I bet you. The Creature from the Black Lagoon. I bet it's got to be Florida.
Why?
Just because it was the old days. So like they probably just were like, you need to get in a swamp. Where else are we going to find swamps? And Florida was just a giant swamp at that point. No fucking Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
At that time?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Disneyland was first.
Yeah, Disneyland was first. Yeah.
Touche.
So
I'm thinking so hard about what movies take place in Florida. Miami Vice.
There's probably a ton, dude. When I looked up the ones in Texas, I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, because they just don't say it. Like,
I just want to edit this out because people will be like, these two don't know what's made in Florida.
Oh, well, they'll be mad anyway. So once we take a dump on Don't Breathe.
On a mainstream movie.
Yeah. Which we love so dearly. Which we compare everything to, I guess. There's some interesting talking points about Don't Breathe, though. So Don't Breathe is 2016. I don't think we've ever done anything this recent before.
No, like our top 10 lists that we used to
do. Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Right.
This is like fucking, like, this is crazy. Uncharted territory here.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest.
I did too. Honestly, I did too. It was a nice change of pace.
Yeah, like, well-made, nice shot.
Well, like, okay, so I guess I'll just bring it up now. So I was going to save this. I don't know why I always want to save things till the end. Because, A, we don't. And then
we every week we just say, I want to save this, and then just do it in the beginning.
And B, like, who cares? Like, why wait till the end? Like, it makes no sense. I have something to say. Like, it's like a bury the lead. I have something really important to say about this movie, but wait until we tell you it scene by scene, and then you'll get some analysis that you'll be like, that's what he wanted to say. That's all he had to say. No, I forgot what I was going to say. no, what I was going to say was it's really interesting to watch a newer movie because I was talking to somebody on Twitter about it. One of our fans, I think his name's Alex. Sorry if I got your name wrong. But we were talking about it because it's really interesting. 2016 bad versus 1980s bad, right? Like, all right, first of all, did you think this movie was bad or no? Like, okay, so that's a weird term, okay. Too. Did you like this movie or no?
Okay, so...
Even that's weird.
I thought that it started off really intense. Yep. It was a really good thriller.
Yep.
And then I thought the final act was completely unnecessary and totally took me out of the movie.
And then the last 30 minutes where the ending just kept... It kept ending and then not ending.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that was a nightmare.
And...
That was exhausting.
Kevin Nash should have been like a mute.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Just like Kevin Nash.
Yeah, especially when Kevin Nash was the guy in The Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once he started talking, like, full time.
Bane?
Like, shut up.
Dude, Bane's voice? she hurt my daughter. I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
You need to drop that on us earlier if you know that's his voice.
Yeah, I agree. Or just keep him quiet the whole time. Yeah, yeah. And, like, it would have been way better if it was just a blind man who's pissed off that people broke into his house and were trying to steal it from him, because that's enough reason to be pissed off.
Yeah. And I have a lot to say about that whole thing. Like the whole, I don't even want to call it a twist, but I think that's what, I don't know if it was the intention. Cause in the first fucking second of the movie, you see him dragging a woman.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a twist. I think it's more of just like a plot change,
but like, why? Okay. So that's whatever. But it's interesting though, because like, I feel like in like the shitty movies that we do from like the '80s and stuff, it's so much easier to be like, this movie sucks and this movie's good.
Yeah. Back to your original question.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you compare the two, this is
light years, right? And this is, and it's not like, again, it's like not a bad movie, no. But it's like a preference. Like, and you're just like, I don't like this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't hate on it for what it is. Like, it's so weird. It was so weird to think about that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't think it was a bad movie. I don't think I hated it. I just would never be in a hurry to watch it again.
Yeah. Cause like, we can look at like,
this got a lot of hype last year.
Yeah. Like, you can look, yeah, a ton. People love it. But you can look at like Rock and Roll Nightmare and you could be like, okay, this movie fucking sucks. Like, whether you like it or not.
I'll watch it any day.
Yeah. But, like, this one's weird. It's like you want to criticize it, but then you're like, well, it's, like, not terrible. I just don't – why would you do this, these things? Like, it pisses me off.
Right.
It was weird. It was weird and interesting to, like, see that. And, yeah, the twists or whatever you want to call them. I don't know. It just seemed all so, like – because you're waiting for it the whole time. You see – at the. When we open up in this movie, which is a good place to start, we see our lead blind guy dragging a passed out woman covered in blood down the street by her hair.
Yes.
Okay. So he's not a good guy.
Right. However, it kind of suspended your disbelief that he might be a bad guy, because you know that this, like going into it, you know that there's a girl character and that she's breaking into this guy's house.
Right.
Because I was in the trailer. So I thought maybe.
The thing to me was like, okay, so this girl breaks into your house and like maybe he was defending it and that's why she's bloody. Why would you be dragging her down the middle of the street?
Sure.
Only a lunatic would do
that. Yeah, awesome.
Like if you've subdued her and she's knocked out. You're just going to leave her where she is and call the police if you're a citizen.
I agree. And correct me if I'm wrong. He lived in a, like, an not rural area.
No.
There are houses around, weren't there?
What they played it as, I don't know where this is supposed to take place. It seemed like California to me. But for some reason, this reminded me of, like Detroit and those, like, Midwest cities that, like, you see online that are, like, kind of abandoned. Like, it looked like an abandoned Detroit neighborhood. Cause
no, it was Detroit. She said that. Remember?
Oh, she did?
Remember? She lives in – she's like, I'm moving to California.
Oh, right.
I'm sick of Detroit.
So many people were probably just so fucking angry. The biggest – the main plot of the movie. And I'm like, I don't know. I think they're from California. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so it does. And it looks like Detroit. Like, it's – it obviously, because that's what they were going for.
Because it is Detroit.
But it, it's like a street of abandoned houses. Literally, like, kind of a cool concept, though, to put it there where, like, you're in a city and there's nobody around.
Yeah.
But – does any place like that exist where there's not just like a bunch of hobos like hanging out? Like, why would you not live in those houses if you're...
Right. It would just be a squatter.
Yeah. It'd be a ton of squatters in the neighborhood. This guy's just hanging out by himself.
It did have, I mean, there's a lot of noise happening in that house. Like, I feel like somebody would have heard.
Yeah. Or somebody would have checked on the blind guy that lives on the street with no one. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in this movie that I don't know. So we see this guy dragging a girl, and it immediately like hard cuts to our gang of kids, young adults that are just a bunch of criminals.
Yeah, pretty much.
They love breaking into houses.
Yeah, but they're not very good criminals, as we find out.
Oh, no, they're fucking awful.
Like, the whole purpose of them breaking into this guy's house is to steal a lot of money that they aren't positive is in the house. That's like criminal 101.
It is the worst plan I've ever heard.
And then not only that, they scout the place, all three of them, with that guy right there. That's like cardinal sin.
And they're like, dude, the whole thing is like insane. The whole thing is crazy. So we meet these guys. You have the, you think this guy's the brains because it looks like he's hacking the security system. Yeah. We will find out that his dad just works for a security company. He just steals the codes. We get our, we see our roughneck, our rough ruffian.
Yeah. That he is.
Boy, he's rough around the edges, this fella. I tell you, this guy, he says some things in this. You just know he's rough. You just know he's from the streets. He says things like,
"That's my bitch in there."
That's my bitch in there. And wait.
You think since you jerk off to her Instagram pics, you're some kind of Romeo?
Yep, that's a good line. Yep. That's my main bitch in there. Of course I give me a fuck. Do me a favor and be a good friend. Stay in the friend zone.
This guy sucks.
This guy is the pits. He is the worst streetwise guy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. He sucks.
Yeah. And maybe that's even like
the play on it. It's like Stitches.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Don't say that. Stitches will come after us. Stitches has nothing better to do. just put a giant tattoo of us on his body. So they go, they rob, speaking of bad, being terrible robbers, they go and rob this place. So this is our opening scene, we're introduced to them, and it seems like they've got like a pretty good system at first. Like, you've got the brains,
yep.
You've got the ruffian, the muscle, just in case. And you got this, the tough but smart girl. She's like the leveled one. Yes. She's all around.
And she's doing it for a legit purpose.
Legit purpose.
She has something to gain from it.
Yes.
Like, I feel like the ruffian's doing it because it's fun.
The ruffian.
And the other guy's doing it because he's in love.
The ruffian sucks. Again, yeah. But then, these fucking idiots, the ruffian just starts breaking stuff and pissing all over the floors.
That, like, he purposely sets off the alarm.
They have robbed the place.
Yes.
They have everything. They walk outside and he throws a brick through the window after they reset the alarm.
Even my wife at that point was like, why would you do that?
It makes...
You're out scot-free.
Makes no...
They might not even realize they've been robbed.
Dude, that's what I... Honestly, from moment one, I was really mad here. I was so fucking aggravated here because I was... Honestly, if me, you, and Paul had a gang that robbed and Paul was like, huh, and just chucked... Which he would.
Don't do this. That's exactly what happened.
It is, 100%. We would lock up and we'd be like, where's Paul? And we would just hear like a giant crash and him like walk over nonchalantly. And we'd be like, what the fuck was that?
I'm almost positive this has actually happened. Allegedly.
And then we'd be like, what the fuck was that? And he'd be like, nothing. And we'd be like, okay. And then we would leave and then we'd see on the news.
Godfall coming.
Yeah, then we'd see on the news like, oh, they threw a brick through the window as they left. And we'd be like, Paul. You said nothing. But yeah, like, it made no sense. Why would you do that? Like, and again, like, it even pissed me off when he was inside and he like casually just breaks everything off of a mantle.
It's just so annoying.
It's frustrating.
Like the other two are so good at being criminals.
So good.
They can get away with anything.
Yeah. They probably could have robbed the blind guy.
They totally could have.
But without this guy.
Yeah. Yes. That guy fucks everything up.
Yeah, that guy's the worst. So they leave. Nothing happens to them for fucking up that heist. And we reveal that our girl, Rocky, the lead girl, she wants to move to California because she's got a sister?
Yes.
I believe a young sister. Her parents are like crackheads.
Her mom's a piece of shit.
That scene broke my heart. And then
when you first meet the mom,
yeah, yeah,
and she's like, "Where'd you get all that money?" And she's imitating giving head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, "Hope you use chapstick."
Literally pissed me off.
Yeah, so angry. And then it also pissed me off that the dad has a swastika on his hand.
It was a stepdad.
Stepdad, yeah.
I didn't notice a swastika, but I
did because I was like,
shocking thing.
I was like, let me see if I can get some details to like explain these people on the show. And then like his hand went up and there was a swastika. I was like, oh, well. I think it's all you need to know.
It is. And I mean, of course it does. Look at them.
Yeah, I know. They're such pieces of shit. I mean, the typical pieces of shit. But she wants to get out. She wants to save this
girl. You do have to kind of, I'll give this movie credit because they did a good job building the backstory without wasting like a terrible amount of time.
No,
at least this girl has a purpose.
And it's a good story too. Yeah. Like that is a legitimate story. If you were in that situation, I would rob the fuck out of everyone.
How old are they?
That I do not know. I imagine like 20 somethings.
Not high school?
No.
They're sitting around in a place, though, like the next scene. Dude, I was like, are they in high school?
I think that was supposed to be a restaurant, but that is most clearly a cafeteria.
Is it a cafeteria,
that
right?
That they decorated to look like a restaurant. Dude, because there were like menus and shit, but it looked like a cafeteria, or maybe it's like a library.
That's what threw me off. I was like, these kids can't be in high school.
No,
like,
no. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. So we get that backstory. Good backstory. I like it. Yeah. And this movie has me back in after that frustrating robbery that I just witnessed. They're in the most deserted restaurant ever. No one's in there. Not a soul. Just these three kids. And they're the ruffian. He says he knows this army vet. He's got intel. This army vet's sitting on $300,000 because some preppy girl killed his daughter, and like the rich family paid him off.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, $300K for your daughter.
That's not that much.
Not worth it.
No.
Send him to jail and still file a civil suit.
You could probably get $1 million.
Yeah, probably.
Easily.
Yeah.
300K. Holy shit.
I know.
Chump change.
I know. And this guy's like, 300K. And our guy, Alex, the brains, our other lead male, he's not for it at first. He's like, you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I guess just because the amount of money, like the value, like somebody's going to really miss that.
Yeah. He's more of a petty guy, a petty crime guy, because like multiple times he keeps bringing up the law, like what you can be persecuted for.
Yeah, yeah. And he also is probably just more doing this for Rocky. He's infatuated with Rocky.
That's exactly what he's doing.
He's infatuated with Rocky, but the ruffian is dating Rocky.
Yes.
Classic love triangle here. But, you know, Rocky tells Alex, you know, please do this for me. Please, please, please. Alex goes, thinks about it and decides he's going to do it. He texts her.
Yep.
And she says, thank you. We need this to get out of here. She wants this job so she can move. She's going to take that money,
yeah,
move
classic,
to California.
Last hit and you're off to the sunset.
Yeah.
Which never works.
Or like a big classic Big Daddy.
Big Daddy? The Adam Sandler movie?
I don't know. It's like stealing a kid.
Is that what he does in that movie?
Big Daddy?
He steals a kid?
Well, I mean.
That's his kid, isn't it?
No, it's John Stewart's kid. But John Stewart's like on vacation for like four months.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, you know what would make this movie great? Not giving the crowd what they wanted. And us tearing the kid away from Adam Sandler and giving him to John Stewart. Like, it's a fucking movie, right? Like, just give us the ending we want. Of course we know you can't just take a kid and claim him as your own. But then you have the court scene and they like, nope, sorry, you can't keep this child. It must go to John Stewart. Fucking heartbreaking.
No, that's what should have happened.
In real life.
Yeah, and in that movie. Adam Sandler was unfit to raise.
You know what? Fuck, you're right. You're totally fucking right. As a parent, he's the worst. I don't think I ever want to watch that movie again because I really like that movie and now I think I'll fucking hate it. I'll be like, what is this animal doing?
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Some movie called Don't Breathe.
No, I mean, like, why did Big Daddy come up?
We were talking about, the classic. You said it was like the classic Right Into the Sunset.
One big job,
one payday.
Well, Big Daddy didn't get any money.
No.
Or the kid.
No, Big Daddy.
Or Right Into the Sunset.
All right. Well, whatever, man. It's like your opinion, man. She explains her ladybug tattoo. Which is...
Her mom used to lock her in a trunk.
Which is cool. I guess. What a nightmare.
It was honestly a heartbreaking story.
It is, but like it was almost like... See, I want to say it was like almost too over the top, but like shit like that happens.
Her dad died or her dad left him.
her dad left.
So the mom blamed her.
Yeah. Yeah, for everything.
Locked her in a trunk, and a ladybug flew in, kept her company.
Yeah.
So she got it tattooed on her.
Yeah.
This seems like something you want to relive.
And later, she'll get to relive being stuck in a trunk, too.
Yeah.
Lucky her. Because if this won't be, you know, damaging enough, the events today, they just add that
unlocked.
So they go. Like Joe said, they scope this house. They see the victim, their victim. They notice he's blind. They had no idea he was blind. And he also has the biggest, most vicious dog.
Total jump scare from that
I've ever seen. Yeah, that's the scariest part of the movie.
I jumped.
Like, I jumped too. Good. And this dog is fucking huge, and the dog's blind.
The dog's blind?
Or no, the guy's blind.
I was like, what?
And,
what a twist.
And like, it just adds to this, like, first of all, that dog's not a seeing eye dog. I'm sorry. There's no way.
Oh, no.
That dog's a lunatic. But like, how could a blind guy survive in this area by himself? That seems like a difficult task. I know blind people are very resourceful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like,
well,
seems like he's miles from like civilization.
Did you ever used to watch Stan Lee's show, like Real
Superheroes? Yeah.
There's a blind guy who Stan Lee was calling like the real Daredevil because he can do like echolocation.
Yeah.
He was riding a bicycle
in
a dark garage around obstacles by doing that.
Yes.
And like, obviously, I know not everybody that's blind can do that.
Yeah.
But their other senses like become stronger.
Yeah.
How do you not know there's three people standing over your bed? I would know that if I was blindfolded.
I know. It's crazy.
You can smell them.
You can smell
it. Right?
Yeah. It's crazy. And you know what's weird too is
there's no way they're not wearing cologne.
They dropped the ball on that. Like, that's the part of this story that they totally dropped the ball on.
That he should have used his other senses.
And then like, but then they kind of use it later. Cause then they kind like the movie's called Don't Breathe. And I remember the trailer was pretty fucking scary because it was always, it was like pitch black and shot in that like almost night vision.
Yeah.
And
there was that scene in the basement.
And I feel like that's what they used to pitch the movie. Like they like, maybe they like filmed this and they were like, this is what we're imagining. Imagine like a blind guy, people break into his house, he cuts the power and now they're fucked.
That's the movie that it should have been,
right,
in my opinion.
Right. I agree completely. And then it turned into like, something else. It like
put them on your playing.
Right. Yeah. It's like a classic vengeance movie.
Cause they already were.
Right. Like they should have just beat the fuck out of them and tortured them and like tried to find the money. Why did we not make this movie? This movie is so much better. Like they torture them, like tie them up, beat the shit out of them, almost near death, but they're trying to find the money. Maybe they think he's dead and then he gets out.
And then
he cuts the fucking lights, locks them in.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And like fucking Watchmen, like you're in here with me. I'm not in here with you.
I agree. I would have liked
And that's when you find out he's a vet.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. That's such a better movie. I wish it's the movie we watched. That would be such a good movie.
Would he still gargle cum?
Yeah. Just for fun.
You have to. Yeah.
Like, it would be like his, like, Stallone. It'd be his Stallone Rocky eggs. like, it's him, like, his montage of prepping. Like, they're like, oh, shit. And he's just in the basement prepping, like, taping his hands. And then he just, like, takes a big turkey baster full of cum and just squirts it in his mouth. And just test your like manhood.
I'm gonna throw up.
Now that we just wrote like a 10 times better movie, but yeah, like and but anyway, so they do that scene later, like the night vision scene, like we were saying, and that's like the only time he and like again, it's called Don't Breathe, and you're expecting it to be like if they breathe, he's gonna be like.
Yeah,
like,
but he doesn't.
Like, there's a couple times where he kind of like hints to like he might have some dude. That girl is so close to him in the dark, about to touch him, and then he like walks away.
Yeah,
you would hear her. She's so close.
Yeah, and you like feel the energy coming from.
Yeah,
her hand.
And you would hear her stupid shuffling feet.
You would just know. You know, like when you like close your eyes, like
oh yeah,
when you're a kid or something. Like you could.
Yeah,
like,
there's definitely like a sixth sense. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. So, yeah, that's our. That's the end of the show.
I mean,
yeah, man, I don't even know how we got to that point, but I just wish, yeah, they, I wish they did more with that, that element, that like that sixth sense type of thing. Instead, this guy, again, is just a bumbling fool. Like, dude, he lives on a deserted street. There's a car on the street.
Yeah.
You don't think he's like, what the fuck is this car doing here?
Engine?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying before. Like, that's such bad criminology to fucking...
Parked outside of the house.
To be parked there so that people, someone could be like, hey, that's unusual.
Yeah, and they're like, and especially in a neighborhood where no one's there.
And the dog already noticed them. Like, you would know, like, hey, my dog's up against something, and there's people screaming at the dog.
It's insane. It's fucking insane. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, if you saw that guy, you'd be like, you'd immediately be like, this guy has no money.
Yeah, that's also true.
You'd be like, we are not going in this house. Are you fucking serious? Look at that dog. This guy lives alone in this neighborhood. Are you fucking kidding me?
Once again, they're not positive the money's in
and they have no idea. Yeah. But instead, the guy's like, this is it. We do it tonight. And they're all like, that fucking cricket.
The loudest cricket. Louder than the car.
Not getting fucking picked up.
It has to be.
Why is it so close? Yeah, so you'd never think like this dude had any money. You'd just be out of there.
Yeah,
makes no sense.
So they go back later that night.
They go back with a bunch of keys and a magic remote that kills all the alarms. Don't think that exists. Just gonna throw that out there. I don't think ADT has.
Do you remember the universal garage door opener?
No, it just opened any garage door.
Not like any, but like certain ones.
Really?
Because I know that certain people would drive around and just hit it and just see whose garage doors would open.
Are you serious?
People would run out the house.
That's crazy.
It was terrifying.
That's terrifying. Where did he buy it? Like the
you can get like anywhere. No,
oh,
no.
Really?
Wow. You can get like Richlands.
So why even lock the doors?
Exactly. Well, they don't. I'm sure that's why they don't make those anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So none of the keys work. So they decide that they're going to break in. They try a couple ways to get in, but they ultimately end up breaking this window. The alarm starts counting down. Of course. The girl's like walking around the house. There's some good scenes in this, like that really build like high tension. Like,
again, this whole first act is great.
Yeah. And there's like you're watching the countdown on the alarm system and she's running around with this remote, like trying to find where to point it. And you're just like, oh shit, like this is going to be off the charts. And luckily she gets it. Luckily, they're about to rob a guy, blind person.
Yeah, why are we rooting for them?
You're not. You only root.
You root for the girl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're like hoping for a better life for her, but still, like, that ain't your money, man.
Yeah,
really. But I don't know. But yeah, that was a good scene. Like, there was like a lot of like, because it really built up like this crazy amount of tension. Like, and this is where they like, again, they dropped the ball. It felt like they were like kind of doing it and then like forgetting, or maybe they edited it wrong. I don't know, because when she's walking around the house, there's not a single bit of soundtrack and it's just this beeping going on, and all the noises are super crisp. Like she had stepped on a piece of glass and it was stuck in her boot, and like you can hear it scraping against the floor as she walks. And you're like, oh, that's a cool, like, this guy's blind, like he's going to hear this and like
sound asleep.
Right. And like, but you think that's what it's setting it up for. Like, you're like, oh, he's going to be like standing around the corner, and like, and they never really ever use that. Like, he's never once like, huh? Ever.
No, because even after, he still doesn't know there's more people in the house,
which is crazy.
Until he like trips over shoes.
Yeah. Outside, Alex and the ruffian get into a little fight. That's where says his main bitch is in there.
Yeah.
Tells him to be a good friend, stay in the friend zone. I eat.
Does he say the I eat?
He says I eat. Okay. He says I eat multiple times.
Of course he does.
Yeah, of course he does. It's 2016. Just stop it. You're doing that on purpose. We get some cool exposition just by like going around the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you're learning this guy's story. Like, we kind of have an idea of his story, but you're learning his full story just by this camera, like, panning throughout the house.
Right.
Pictures of his daughter. Some of the pictures are upside down because he's fucking blind. So he probably picks them up to, like, look at them. Like, it's fucking sad, kind of. And we also see that he's, like, watching a video on loop of her as a kid from 1998, home videos of her, which is very depressing. But we also see a gun under his bed,
yep,
which they show us to ruin the surprise later. So that's cool. Yeah. But, oh, our ruffian pal, he decides to go in. The dude is asleep.
Right.
Just look everywhere but the room. And if that's the last room, then you deal with it.
Agreed.
And probably you just tie him up because he's asleep.
3-1. Jump on him.
Oh, I mean, that was the hardest part of this, was that it was three people involved in this.
Yeah.
And somehow a blind guy beat them all.
And again, it's not because he was like a superior fighter or uses resources.
I mean, he was, because he was in Nam, so he had better fighting skill, but like, yeah, but you could have handily.
What I'm saying is, like, it wasn't like a Kevin McAllister.
No.
Like, just setting them up.
This is my house, and I have to defend it. No, yeah, it wasn't like that at all. Like, he was totally caught off guard. Like,
yeah.
Like, not expecting this at all.
No.
So this ruffian, he goes in, and one cool thing is he makes, like, a gas bomb by, like, putting, like, I think it was like ammonia and bleach together. I think that's what it was supposed to be.
Yes.
And then he shook it up in a plastic bottle, pierces it, and then it cuts, jump cuts to like the blind guy who's like up now. Yeah. And he's like, who's there? But then goes back to sleep. Right. Like, he thinks it's, he just thought it was like a noise in the house.
Yeah.
And so he's able to release the
toxins. And then the kid releases the gas. Yeah.
And then he leaves. And he thinks he's disposed of. And then they start, dude, talking so loud and like making so much noise. Like, even if he was knocked out, why would you do that?
Right. And then the most frustrating part of all this is the kid uses a water bottle for a silencer.
It was insane.
Or a scope. I don't know what he was using.
No, it was a silencer.
Whatever it was for, it was a silencer. It was not effective.
It was a silencer.
I don't know why you would think that would be.
I feel like that might make more noise.
It's a fucking plastic water bottle. It would do literally nothing.
It's insane. That was alarming. And he pulls out the gun, and the girl, Rocky's like, "You've never shot a gun before?" And he's like, "Bitch, please." Something like that. Like, I don't expect anything more.
And the other kid's like, "Breaking an enemy with a firearm."
Oh, yeah, this nerd. It's fucking buzzkill.
Light up.
Yeah. Like, he's not shooting somebody, but just, like, deal with it. Like, So, because they find this door, it's padlocked shut, and they're like, of course, because they still don't know that the money's there, they're like, this is definitely where the money is. So he shoots the padlock off. But blind guy's up.
Yeah.
And he starts talking to him. And the ruffian starts making excuses. He's drunk. And that doesn't really last very long.
No.
Like, that's all he says. And then he's like, actually, you know what?
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Get on your fucking hands and knees. And the blind guy's just, like, walking towards him. And clearly this is going to end badly. The other two are silent.
Yeah.
They are hiding and silent. Alex might not even be. Oh, Alex leaves because of the firearm. Like, he's like, I'm out of here. And he actually leaves.
Yes. But no, he's, like, climbing out. Isn't he?
He's in the backyard. Like, he's left the house.
Okay.
So he doesn't know what's going on inside. But yeah, he's like climbing over the fence and then does his like,
Yeah.
I still want a piece of that. I can still win her over. So he ends up returning. And as we'll find out. So, you know, the ruffian and this blind guy get into it, and the blind guy fucks him up.
Yeah, shoots him point blank.
Dude, right in the head. After beating the shit out of him, like, beats the shit out of him.
Yes.
And then you think he's going to, like, kind of let him live. And then he just turns back around and puts the gun, like, right to his mouth. And just,
it's like one of those slow-mo scenes where slowly.
Dude, it was crazy. This blind guy is kind of like, and again, this would have been better the other way, but at this point, he's kind of like Batman.
Minus the killing and being a jerk.
Well, like, he's like a detective. Like, this guy is like the best detective maybe Detroit has to offer. Because he's walking around and like steps on like, a piece of glass. And then like walks over and then like feels something. And then just immediately starts locking up the house. Like, he puts it together so quickly, like, that there's somebody else in there. But everyone is just making a lot of assumptions here.
Yes.
The money, that there's other people in the house, which he should know, but he has no idea as we'll find out, because he just walks around the house for hours being like...
doing handiwork.
Doing handiwork and being like right next to them, and they're just covering their mouths, not breathing. It's really weird. It's a weird movie, and I don't hate it yet. I'm going to hate it.
Yes.
I'm going to hate it very soon.
Agreed.
The girl, Rocky, she's hiding in the closet. Alex almost runs into the blind guy. There's a bunch of like near touches where he would definitely feel somebody around him.
Dude.
That's the bad part about it, right? And I mean, I almost don't want to talk about it that much because it's so obvious.
Do the floors at your house squeak?
Joe, there's a board in my kitchen that sounds like a baby crying whenever you step on it.
Okay. Every floor does. And if they didn't, like, there's a part of your house where I'm sure it doesn't squeak at all. Right. Would you still hear somebody walking on it?
Of course.
Yeah, of course you would. There's no way these people are that light on their feet.
No. And especially, like, as the movie goes on and they're more exhausted and beaten up, like, you're not... You're not going to be, you know, twinkle toes after you got the shit beat out of you. Like, you're just going to stomp around.
Right.
Like, you're going to be so fucking tired. Yeah, it's very weird. It's a very, very, it sucks. Not the movie doesn't suck. It bums me out that they like couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
Because there's so many good parts of it. Like, it's just cool. Like, Rocky and Alex start texting. I even kind of liked that, even though the conversation was boring as fuck. But like, you could have done something with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, I think you know that story when one of our friends was so drunk and like freaked out and chased us. Like, he was going to beat the shit out. I threw a Pringles can at his head while he was sleeping. And he jumped up faster than anybody I've ever seen.
Initials?
We'll call him Rick. He was passed out on a couch. And me... we'll call him G-Man and Buzz Breadsticks were up, and I threw a Pringles can, and I was like, I just wanted to hit him in the chest, and it like sailed and it was flipping in the air, and dude, it was like in slow motion. And then I watched as the metal rim just bounced off the bridge of his fucking nose. It probably hurt so fucking bad. And he jumps up and he's like, "Whoa!" Like screams, like, and he's like blackout drunk, and he screams and runs at us, and we're all like, "Oh shit." So we all run. Me, Buzz, and Thule. I'll just call him Thule. Fuck it. Me, Buzz, and Thule run upstairs into a bathroom and like shut the door behind us. And dude, he's hitting the door so fucking hard, I thought it was gonna come off the hinges. Like, it's like boom, boom. And we're like, our backs are to it, and we're like, dude, he's gonna fucking kill somebody. And we're like, where the fuck is G-Man? Like, where the fuck is this guy? And I get a text from him, and he's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "We're in the bathroom. Where the fuck are you?" And he was hiding in their basement, which is like all the houses, and like not all the houses, but we live in an older New England town, so there's old houses there, and this is one of them. So dirt floor in the basement, and he was hiding on the dirt floor next to the boiler. Like, in the dark, in the scariest place ever.
Four grown men running from one drunk guy.
I know. Well, honestly, though, I mean, that sounds absurd, and it is. No one wanted to take a punch, and...
No, second, I'm with it.
Second, he ends up running out of the house, because we're like, where the fuck is he? So we finally come out, and we're like, G-Man, come upstairs. He comes up and we're like, where is he? And then outside, we see him standing behind a tree and we're like, get the fuck out of here. And then he like, we see him jump like from behind the tree to another tree. And we're like, what is he doing? And he's like, way out in the fucking woods. And we're like, what the fuck is this psycho doing? And he's just in the woods, and we're watching him like hide behind trees and run. And we're like, he's so drunk, he's going to get arrested. Like, somebody's going to call the cops. And he ended up going to that business right behind them, stealing mulch.
Allegedly.
No, we put them back.
Okay.
So nothing was actually stolen. But he was stealing bags of mulch and putting them on the cars of everyone there, like to frame them. So his intentions were not good. Also the dumbest plan of all time.
Brilliant. Framing people for stealing mulch.
It was insane. It was insane. And that was the first of three times he would do that.
What a jerk.
Total jerk. Fuck off, Rick. Classic. So all that to say, what was the point of that? People jump out of bed.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Me and Joe are really tired. We're filming this episode way later than we usually do.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, before we continue on with this masterpiece, which I'm sure it is, let's talk about HelloFresh.com, our new sponsors.
Let's
talk about it. So HelloFresh sent us a box of these. Did you get to try it?
I sure did.
Dude, it was so fucking good. Which one did you make?
Legitimately was. I made the chicken with a zucchini blanket, and by me, I mean my wife.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it was great.
And your wife's pregnant, so that...
She is.
Did she like it?
Yeah, and like they delivered it right to the house, so she didn't have to go to the grocery store.
It was amazing. This thing comes in a box, and then all the bags are individually in there, and all the fucking ingredients are in there.
Super convenient.
Dude, it was like one of the greatest things ever.
And like... It didn't taste like bullshit.
Yeah.
It was great.
I made the this like Monterey Jack burger, and it was like the greatest thing ever. I just wish I didn't tell my wife about it so I could have like tricked her.
You went shopping.
Dude,
and made it.
Felt like she would have loved me. But instead she's like, well, HelloFresh made that for you. Like, get the hell out of here. But HelloFresh is the meal delivery service, and it makes cooking like way more fun because you just get to like experience the whole thing. Like everything's in this bag. It makes it so easy, and especially for people with like busy lives like us.
It tells you the calories. It tells you how long to prep, how long to cook it.
That was the best part. Dude, the prep time and stuff.
Yeah, that's for what, dumbass like me, like I never know how long to cook my chicken for, and it's always either undercooked or just dry. So
yeah, they give you step-by-step directions, 30 minutes. I think everything takes like about 30 minutes to make. Yeah. So it's really easy. And they actually have, I was talking to the woman over there, they have two dietitians on staff that like prepare these meals for them.
No shit.
And like every week they change, like they alternate every week. So you can do all different kinds of packages. They have like a veggie box, like classic box, stuff for families, and you can order like 3, 4, or 5 meals a week. And it's less than $10 a meal for most of them. So it's totally worth it. Like, cause you go out to eat and you drop like $40. And that's like cheap side. You go out to eat, especially when you have a kid. It's nuts. And this place will deliver it right to your door. They have these giant ice packs that I saved because you could reuse those. Just an FYI. Put those in a cooler, man. So if you guys want to try this out, HelloFresh is offering a deal just for our listeners. All right. So you can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. You just go to HelloFresh.com, enter the promo code HorrorShow30. You're going to get $30 off. And that's just for our listeners.
It's a great deal.
So HelloFresh.com, promo code HorrorShow30. All right. So... back to this gem, back to this classic. A lot of blind guy stuff going on. I'm not trying to be rude. I hope this doesn't come off as rude to blind people.
No.
All right. Just some blind guy stuff. Like, you know, like the typical movie things, like a phone ringing. So he's like,
right.
Like things like that. Just noises. He's on the edge. Shooting at nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of that bullshit going on for a while.
My note was actually, so, there's a whole bunch of hiding.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because they just shift from room to room.
They shift from room to room. They end up watching the blind guy. He comes into the closet where Rocky is. He goes to the safe. She figures out the pin from watching him open the safe. She goes in, and there's like $1 million in there.
Or 300,000.
Well, it's supposed to be 300,000, and Alex is like, that's way more than 300,000, man. That's close to $1 million.
It can't be.
It's not.
I wouldn't even think it was 300,000.
She only puts like a handful of them in there. And then like to me, you know, the movie's over. Get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah, sure.
Like you could do it easily. But instead, that does not happen. They end up running downstairs through that unlocked door. Yep. And they find a girl chained up in the basement.
And this is where the movie lost me.
100%.
Or at least started to.
It started to. I'll tell you exactly. I told Joe, oh yeah, I have a note where the scene, like there is a scene in this that pisses me off so much that
you,
like,
you didn't tell me what it was yet though.
No. I almost said, guess what scene it was, but I it would be too hard for you to guess from memory. Because there's just so many, like, was it the same time where they were hiding for a while and being really scared of being caught.
So there's a girl tied up in the basement. Yeah. And
she tries to run at him.
Did you see 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Because that pulled this whole thing off way better. Like, there's somebody that's...
I mean...
Nuts, but...
Unfortunately, you have a lot of source material to go off of. How many fucking stories in the last 5 years have revolved around, like, a house of horrors where a guy has kept a woman against her will and just bred them? It's fucking vile and disgusting, and yet, like...
Yeah.
They don't even do it right in this.
Well, the thing is, they don't need to.
Oh, they also don't
need
to.
It's completely unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary. Like we said, like, we built that, like, I spit on your grave... basically with blind people. Right? Like, it's that's what they should have won.
Yeah, yeah, just
or
a revenge.
What's
yeah.
the other one? What's the other revenge movie? The better one?
I still spit on your grave.
I spit on your grave, too. No, the fucking House on... Not House on Haunted.
Oh, Last House on the Left.
Last House on the Left. Yeah. Like, you go with that route. You know what I mean? Like, this was so weird what they did here. Like, I don't know. Like, I was just so not into it at this point. And this is the twist we're talking about, right? So, like, is this a twist? Because to me, from moment one, I'm like, this guy's a fucking weirdo. Because you see him dragging a woman by the hair down the street. So you're like,
yeah,
something's up with this guy.
But it happened so long ago, you almost forgot about it.
I mean, honestly, my first watch, I was like, it's in my review on Letterboxd. My Letterboxd review is like, is this supposed to be a twist? Because, like, the whole time I was like, so what's this guy's, why is this guy a piece of shit? Like, when are we going to find that out?
Right, right.
Because clearly, like, it's going to be that. Because, like, that girl was not an asshole. Imagine if the movie was just, like, this guy was just a normal guy. Like, that would, and they're fine. And, like, this girl's just robbing him just to get her kid to California. Like, it would be the most boring movie ever.
Right. Like, but they could have, again, they could have pulled it off. Like, this guy's just, he's pissed off. He lost his daughter. And people are trying to rob him, and he just lost his mind. But so, anyways, there's a girl tied up in his basement.
Yeah, and she's like, because her mouth's bound and gagged. And she's handing him a newspaper article of who she is.
Yeah.
The only cool thing was I like the room that she's in. It's like... It's like a sound. It's like a giant box.
And like pillows. That area is lit so nicely.
It's so nicely lit. And... it's really weird, and she's got, like, a record player. It's really an unsettling look, but ultimately just not needed. And she hands him a news article, and it's about the girl that killed his daughter.
Yeah.
Has gone missing. So he is abducted.
He would be the number one suspect.
So that was one of my other things, because you're like, you brought up the age thing, right? Like, when... How long ago was that? Because the girl that's captured is not that old.
No.
She's like the same age as them.
Yeah.
So she would have had to kill her like...
Months ago.
Months, right? Yeah. Okay. So like that was my thing. Like if it were years later and he just like sat on it and was just like, that fucking bitch, I'm going to get her someday.
He did like immediately and the police would be at his door and be like, hey, do you know
that's
anything
about this? So that's my problem with it then. Okay. So that's a major problem to me. Because if it was like... Imagine if it was like... And I guess they would have said it if it was, because like you could build a flashback in there where it's like, I waited fucking years to get this girl alone and I got her, I nabbed her, and now she's here. Because like years later, they're not going to be like, oh, I bet it was that blind vet she killed the daughter of.
They still would.
They probably would still, yeah.
They would be like, who would want to hurt her? Like, oh, the father of the person she killed. Like that's, it would be such an easy investigation.
The crazy blind guy that lives by himself.
Yeah.
This is who refuses to live in a community despite pleas. Yeah, I guess you're right though. We got trouble though. Homeboy.
Well, right before they went downstairs.
Oh yeah.
He stepped on the squeaky floorboard.
The boy did.
And it tipped the guy off that there's more people. Cause he also tripped over the,
Thought it was because of the money. No.
He's walking around and he finds the shoes, mm-hmm. so he knows that
yeah, I remember
there's other
that.
People in there.
Yeah.
And then, like,
But I thought what really tipped him off was like he reaches in the safe and there's no money.
Well, no, he goes to the safe because he knows there's a lot of people in there. He's like, oh shit, my money. And he goes in now. He's fucking furious.
Oh, okay, I got it now. Because, oh, okay, that was going to be one of my problems. I was like, why is he just randomly checking his safe constantly? Every hour. Yeah. Okay, so that makes a lot more sense. Because I do remember the scene where he, like, found the shoes and stuff. Okay, so that makes a lot more sense. See, guys, I'm willing to admit my mistakes, man. But, you know, Amityville 2 still sucks. So, homeboy, blind guy. He's pissed. He's headed down there.
Yep.
And he's like just standing there and they're like panicking, right? Like they're like, we got to get out of here. But all the doors are locked.
Yep.
That's what it is, right? They try to go up. They see him. That's what it is. They try to go up. They see him. They're like, fuck that. They run the opposite direction.
This guy appears everywhere. Like, that he moves so fast from like one side to another.
There is a scene
where the kid falls from like up top and the guy's at the bottom.
Yes. Dude, that scene, that might be the one that pisses me off. That's the one that pisses me off. And it's coming up in like 2 seconds. That is the most infuriating scene. Dude, that is worse than anything Jason or Michael Myers have ever done.
The kid falls through something and then the guy shoots down. So he falls through like another thing. And then the guy's at the bottom.
No, it's worse than that. It's so much worse than that. And he's blind. Let's just all remember that for a second.
Okay. Maybe he has a fireman pole.
And I know it's... Dude, he goes up. That's what pisses me off even more. If it were down, I'd be like, maybe he's got a slide. You know, you're blind. You're living by yourself. Install a fucking slide. Why not? You don't need stairs. You don't need the hassle of stairs. So anyway, homeboy goes down. They try... Because we got a scene here that also kind of pisses me off. So they're trying to get out. The guy's on top of the steps. In the basement, like a normal basement steps. So they run, they find the Bilco doors, and they're like, oh, it won't open. Then it opens, and he's just fucking outside, standing there with a gun. This guy, I know he's blind. This guy couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. This guy is, dude, he is right in front of him. Literally 2 feet in front of him?
Yes.
And he shoots the gun. All he has to do is center that fucking gun. And instead, he nicks this kid's ear with the bullet.
Right.
It's insane. Now, he nicks the kid with the bullet. Kid falls back on the stairs. He shoots again. And it, what does the second shot do? Oh, the second shot misses everybody, but shoots the cell phone out of the girl's hand. I hate when they're like, oh, we got to eliminate the cell phone.
I hate when it's an A movie, but they just put B movie tropes 100%. All over it.
Like, why do you have to do that? Like, just say there's no service or whatever. Like, yeah, I don't even need that. Like, just pretend you don't have them. You lost them. Drop it.
You ran away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain it.
The battery
died.
Don't
explain it to us. I don't ever want to see another cell phone explanation again.
Shot out of the hand.
Shoots it out of a blind man shoots a cell phone out of my hand, injuring nobody. And then, so I only hear 2 shots in this scene, the ear and the cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. Somehow these kids get up and they're like, is everyone okay? And the girl that they're trying to save, they like freed her. She's shot in the neck. And is like, and she's dead. She's fucking dead.
And the blind guy is so pissed.
He Darth Vader knows it.
This is
we get a classic Darth Vader now. No!
And this is when he starts talking more.
And this is when he won't shut the fuck up. This guy talks for the rest of the fucking movie. It feels like regular fucking Daniel Day-Lewis. Does he monologue?
I mean, I don't know. He makes shoes.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Daniel Day-Lewis. Who the fuck am I?
I hope this guy method acted like Daniel Day-Lewis.
I feel like a blind guy.
So does Eyes Shut.
Oh.
Jerked off into his mouth.
God.
Who would win in the fight? The same house setting.
Mm-hmm.
This guy or Mr. Magoo?
Dude, Mr. Magoo would win because Mr. Magoo had way better luck than this.
Mr. Magoo did have good luck.
Anytime he was about to walk off the edge of a building, there was always a beam.
That's true, but why was he always walking off the building?
I don't know.
It's always on the roof.
Are we talking about Cartoon Magoo or Leslie Nielsen?
Dude, I don't know Leslie Magoo. I know it exists, but I've never seen Leslie Nielsen Magoo.
Well, let's go with Leslie. Would he beat this guy? Just using an educated guess.
I think I'd still go Magoo. Yeah, this guy sucks, dude. This guy can't shoot people in front of him.
Dude, walking off beams.
This guy has two guns. He can't shoot anything. He's got zero luck whatsoever. Mr. Magoo is like literally just walks and never dies.
Holy shit. Is Mr. Magoo real funny?
Yes. You know, you watch those things as a kid and you're like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo sucks.
Why is my dad laughing so hard? And now I know why. Because, like, if I watch Mr. Magoo now, I'd probably be dying. So stupid. Oh, man. Yeah. So the blind guy's screaming. He's like, this is my baby. And you think he's, like, in love with this girl, maybe. Yeah. But we'll find something else out later. But the blind guy is like super pissed now. Locks the basement up. This guy's always good for a good locking everything up. And just fucking tackle him when he's locking things up.
Also.
He sucks.
Yes.
he can't shoot you.
But for like a brief moment during this whole scene, because then it becomes like a cat chase, yeah, right? a cat and mouse chase. But he manages to like dart his hand out and like catch the kid mid-run
right.
Because he knows where he's going to be. And he starts choking him.
And, like, again, like, that's what I mean. Like, sometimes they blended that. Like, when it goes dark, all of a sudden he's, like, a bat.
Yes.
And, like, but not really because he doesn't actually do anything with it. But his head is darting to noises. So it's weird. So blind guy cuts the power. That's cool. Like we said, like, that's where the movie should have been. That's what they needed to do. They're just walking around in the dark. Just completely blind. The two kids are blind, and obviously the blind guy is blind. But it's a lot of like almost touched you, but interrupted by something or someone. Alex gets choked, like you said. He drops like three bookshelves on this guy, three giant metal bookshelves on the blind guy. And you think he's done, and he fucking isn't. And this is the start of one of 380 endings. Right. They drop it on him and they're like, all right, now we can get out of here. They go upstairs. Then they find a big, stupid dog.
Big, stupid. Where has that dog been? He fell asleep in the gas, right?
No, they gave him a special treat.
Yeah, but he was outside.
Yeah. How is he in the house?
Because the guy locked up the house, didn't he?
Yeah. The kid comes back in, but that's during while he locks up the house. No one would have left the door open.
Right.
I don't know, Joe.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it makes no sense, buddy. Unless he came through the basement and saved him. I don't know. But the kids hide out in like the daughter's room. Again, like one of the worst plans I've ever seen. Like they're like, well, let's just run upstairs now. They run upstairs. They lock himself in this room and the blind guy's back. And the blind guy and the dog are banging on the door. And Rocky sees an air vent and, you know, the thing that only works in movies. She pulls an Airheads, Michael Richards and Airheads.
Again, real funny.
That movie's fucking phenomenal. That movie doesn't get the credit it deserves. Agreed. Brendan Fraser knocks it out of the park.
Agreed.
His best role.
Not going to argue that.
Okay. So she pulls Michael Richards from Airheads.
Eating that sub, just squirts the water gun on it.
Using a lighter, acting erratically. And she climbs up in this air vent and just crawling around like Michael Richards, just having a ball.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the air vents. Which, why would I just stay there?
Leave
Alex to die. Alex gets attacked by the dog, and the dog jumps at him, and he falls through a plate glass window. Landing on another plate glass window that is a skylight.
Mm-hmm.
A skylight. This guy's house is massive.
Yes.
Sprawling.
Huge. Yes.
Sprawling estate in the middle of a Detroit abandoned suburb.
Yeah.
All right. So he falls on the skylight. And then the dog, who's now just like, this dog is the smartest dog of all time, by the way. Because, like, so he knocks the guy out the window. So he's like, I can't get the guy. So he's like, I think there's a girl in that air vent. And the dog climbs into the air vent and starts chasing her in the air vent. And it's one of the funniest scenes of all time because the dog is like waddling. That can't be good for a dog.
No.
Shove it in an air vent.
No. Nah.
I'm going to sue this movie. All right. And now the scene.
You think they really should put it up in an actual air vent?
Well, no, but it was very confined. I didn't like it. The scene that pissed me off so much, like I just couldn't recover. I literally said out loud, oh, my God, because it was so asinine what I just saw. So the kid is laying on the sunroof like crippled.
Yep.
And you hear the sunroof cracking underneath him.
Yes.
Okay. The guy is underneath him. The blind guy is directly underneath him. First of all, maybe he heard somebody fall. Second, he'd probably hear the cracking because I know I'm hearing the cracking. It's like, and he's directly under him. The guy leaves, and the kid is slowly moving, so slowly as not to break it. And he looks up, and the guy's just standing above him, dude. And it's like seconds, dude. The guy's standing over him with a fucking gun pointed right at him, and again. He knows where the kid is, obviously, because he walked up a flight of stairs to shoot him instead of just shooting him up.
Why would he not do that? Like, he would fall to him.
And it would take him forever to get.
Instead, he goes upstairs, shoots him, and then has to go back down.
Because he misses him. Again, he misses the fucking kid, shoots the glass breaks, the kid falls on the ground. Then he goes back downstairs and starts beating the shit out of this kid. And it's a pretty brutal fight. I actually liked this. But again, put this in the scene where I don't give a fuck about this kid. I'm rooting for this. But in this, now I'm like, I'm not rooting for this. This guy's a rapist.
Right.
But he's like doing some cool things. He's like bashing his head on like the fucking handles of like the old metal fridge handles, hitting his head up against the radiator, like just sick noises that you're like I was squeamish during it. Like it was brutal. And he just decimates him. And he takes his remote and stabs him with a pair of giant shears.
Yep.
It's curtain for Alex.
Or is it? I also wanted to point out before all this happened, Alex was like, why don't we get a phone and call 911 and call the police? Like, he literally says that. And the girl's like, no, I won't get to keep the money.
Yeah.
Like, you have bigger fish to fry at this point.
And also, I just can't see that it's that hard to get out of this house. I not. Really don't. I'm having a real hard time thinking how the dog got in.
Right. Exactly.
So what the fuck? Like, there's got to be a way out. Also, I need to point this out too, because like that is the major problem with this, right? Like, I mean, we're going over this movie, but like there's just so many loops they created so many holes in this for themselves with the way they did this story, right? Like,
yeah.
They just made a mess of it by doing it the way they did, because in the basement. They can't get the door unlocked. And one of the first things I thought of was like, that door is fucking wood. It's not a metal Bilco door. It was like wood planks bolted together. You could fucking punch through that.
Right.
Punch it. I could literally knock out boards with my fist and not get hurt. And they didn't do it in that scene, which bothered me. But now, like not only that, but now you've gotten out of there. You've escaped the dark.
Yeah.
Go back down there and punch a hole through the fucking
door. You're fighting for your life.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to just run through it.
Yeah. It's insane. Not to mention there are weapons, like, everywhere. There's a crowbar that they've been using. There's
anything.
The guy is not short for fucking weapons. So, like, that's my problem with this. And, like, it just comes... Because they start dragging it out at this point, like, now it's, like, dragging it out, right? It feels like to me like they're, like... They're just doing ending after ending after ending because they keep making you think it's the end and then it's not.
Right.
And they should have just wrapped it up because now you're just seeing these holes because, like, they're still in this fucking house. They're still stuck in the fucking house, but there's lights on and they're just trying to get out. And how can you not get out?
Right.
Oh, it's frustrating. So... Oh, man, that's brutal, man. So he beats the shit out of Alex. Meanwhile, in the air vent, Michael Richards is laying there hurt. I don't know why she's hurt. She like fell in the air vent. How can that fucking possibly hurt? But she's like waking up groggy. Like she's right, unconscious. I don't know. And if honestly, if somebody corrects me about that, I will end the show. If somebody's like, well, actually, you know, like the air duct drops at that point. Okay, cool. If somebody is unconscious because they fell through, you know how hard it would be to fall through an air duct? You're so big. Oh, fuck. So she's like, I need to get out of this air vent. So she starts kicking the air vent as loud as possible. So, of course, blind guy shows up. She gets found. He beats the shit out of her, chokes her out. She's done.
Then
she wakes up.
Wakes up, but she is chained in the basement.
She's chained in the sex swing.
Yeah.
And she's like, I understand what you're doing. You understand nothing. Rich girls don't go to jail. Dude, he talks exactly like Bane. Not just in like the voice, but like the shit he says is like not cryptic, but just stupid. You know, like everything's a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Like that's how Bane talked. Like everything was a fucking zinger. Like rich girls don't go to jail. Okay. They do. Paris Hilton went to jail. Okay, Bal. He says, and this is when we get another reveal. Just to add to this,
that girl,
I thought since Cindy took my child, she should give me a new one. We learn
she was pregnant
with his baby.
Yes,
because that's what he wanted more than anything. Was another baby. A blind guy raising a baby by himself in an abandoned suburb in Detroit should end well.
Whose baby mama is tied up in his basement.
Who's tied up
in yeah
and he's like, I was gonna let her go. He's like, he's talking to Rocky. Like, he's like, listen, I told her I was going to let her go. It was going to be fine. She just had to give me a kid.
Yeah. Just 9 months.
Just 9 months of your life. Fine. Chained up in a basement. It was fine. And then we realize he is going to impregnate Rocky.
Yes.
He's like, he basically says, you know, if she can't give me one, you're going to have to.
Right. But instead of doing it the old-fashioned way, he just has a bucket of semen.
Yeah, and a giant turkey baster.
But why? How? Okay.
Because the whole point of this, like, and again, like, this is so fucking dumb. Like, man, like, what was this rated? Was this R or PG-13?
It has to be R.
That's insane then, because, like, to not take the risks of an R film... And it has to be R, dude. He fucking chokes on cum. If that's not R, I don't know what is.
How?
But like, do you know what I mean?
Many times would you have to jerk off? Also, cum dries.
Yeah, but he's like, he's got a setup, dude. Like we find, like he's got like an elaborate lab in this, which he's blind. Second, like he opens a floorboard and puts the dead girl's body in this like vat that he has like
that's true
created.
That's true.
And like he has a switch that fills it up with like some type of dissolving solution. And then he like puts the floorboards back on and she's gone.
All that is very true. But how many times would you need to jerk off to fill up a turkey baster?
A lot. A lot.
And would it's like it's not gonna stay like well, I guess he would refrigerate.
Listen. I mean, if he's using it in a turkey baster and it's that much, he doesn't know what he's doing.
You would have to jerk off.
He doesn't know
what for years.
You would. 100%. 100%.
And I don't even think that would fill
it. You're right. You're right. I'm actually, I really didn't want to get into semen this much in this episode, but.
Like, I don't even think a horse could fill it.
No.
Well, yeah.
And you're right, dude. That is a humongous turkey baster, and it's very filled.
The amount that gets into.
You're right. You're right. You're totally right. It's absurd.
I think that would probably be like my life.
It's obscene. And why would he have more? Like, why would he have more? Like, she was pregnant.
Right.
Like, you would be like, well, time to get rid of the
that makes cum me bucket. Believe he has a bucket. A fucking bucket. Like, how long would it take you to piss yourself a bucket? We do. But if it was just you pissing, like, a gallon bucket, probably, I don't know.
It'd take a while.
2 weeks? No,
I mean, wouldn't it take you overnight?
Right, but like the pee to cum ratio is very out of whack.
My whole point is, this is fucking impossible. This guy would be jerking off forever.
It's impossible. It is impossible. And and the whole point of it is like, he's like, I never raped her. Like, that's his like moral thing. He's like, I never raped her.
That's rape. Yeah, that's like the definition.
Yeah, of course.
I have a more important question.
Yeah.
What's better? The turkey baster full of cum into the mouth? Or when that grandpa from the M. Night Shyamalan movie just smears his dirty poop diaper on the
Shyamalan.
Kid's face.
M. Night Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan. Totally. That was the best. That was the fucking best. But he's like about to, he's got this turkey baster full of cum. He starts cutting her pants to insert this. And that was hard to watch. That was actually kind of hard to watch. Like when he's like cutting it. It's just gross, man. He's like cutting out the crotch and... it's just gross. She's hoisted in the air. It's so fucking vile. It's just nasty. He fills up the turkey baster and he's like, it's in slow motion and he's like carrying it and like it fucking drips in slow motion. It's fucking gross. So unnecessary. But thank God, even the second viewing, I was like, oh my God, I forget. Does he do this? Like, that would be so fucked up. But thank God Alex is alive.
Yep.
Bashes the fuck out of him with a big old fucking hammer. And it turns out Alex didn't get stabbed. Alex had positioned the body of the ruffian where he was. So the guy thought he was stabbing Alex when in reality he was already stabbing a dead body.
Yes.
So good move, Alex. I don't see how it's possible because you were beaten to a fucking pulp and on the opposite side of the room.
Because none of these guys stay hurt because... after he bashes this guy's head in, they tie him up.
Oh my God.
And then they go upstairs.
You know what? I forgot.
And how Dickhead's up there.
I forgot how many times they hit him in the head with a fucking hammer. Dude, blood is splattering everywhere.
Yeah. And then not only does he escape.
We have like whole like 45 minutes of the movie.
He's a fine.
He's not beyond fine.
Yeah.
Like healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy as a horse. We also forgot to mention in the scene where he's beating up Alex, there was one cool moment if they had done it the rest of the movie, which is Alex turns on the washing machine.
And he can't hear.
And he turns on a bunch of shit and everything's just going. And he's like startled. And he's like without my hearing, I'll never know where he is. Dude, you have used your hearing 0% in this movie. You have no power. Like, your day should not change at all.
Yes.
It's so fucking weird. And, like, again, like, if you would use that the whole movie, I'm cool with that scene. Like, I would love that. Like, that would have been perfect. Like, even if, like, we pitched it where he's actually the good guy, like, you know, you got to have the heels bounce back a little bit.
Sure.
Mid, you know, keep it interesting. If they turn on all the fucking noise and he's like, fuck, I can't find him. You know what I mean? Like... it works.
I'm with it.
But not in this moment when you're like, you've literally not heard anything. People have walked around you.
Deaf. Yeah.
You might as well be. So we forgot about that. But so they leave. You think he's fucking dead in the basement. They handcuff him. Yeah. They handcuff him.
I'm well aware.
To this setup. And he's like, just get the fuck out of here. Take your fucking money. And he's all pissed. And you're like, oh, thank God this movie's ending. Like, I'm okay with this ending too, kind of. Like, for what I've seen, I'm not thrilled with it. But, like, if it ended there, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot cooler with it. Unfortunately, we do have another, like, 30 minutes of false endings. And it's insane. They go upstairs. Like you said, he's fucking back. And he shoots Alex and fucking kills him dead. Kills him fucking dead.
Yeah.
She runs out of the house. Slow motion style. Almost like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre homage. It's pretty cool if they kept it that way, but it's not. He unleashes a dog. The same fucking dog that they should have just fucking bludgeoned, but they haven't yet. She's running from a dog who would most definitely have killed her. But she makes it to a car where the dog is just barking nonstop. She does this elaborate setup where she like props open the fucking trunk, somehow gets him in, traps him in, but he's not actually trapped. It's insane. It's fucking insane. And like, dude, have you ever seen a scene so unnecessary to the ending?
Yeah, every other scene.
Like you could have just ended it where it was.
In this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. And then she gets him. She gets him. She thinks she's good to go. She walks out and fucking a man that has been bludgeoned with a hammer so many times. He hits him like 14 times. Is up and attacks her and knocks her out. And we are now at the scene where he's dragging her down the street by her hair.
Yes. Which, why is that the opening scene?
Right. Again, you don't need it in the opening.
Because it's not even the other girl that he's dragging.
Right. The never ending movie.
Yeah.
So he drags her back to the fucking house again. Like, honestly, when she wakes up in the house, I was like, are we really here again?
It was frustrating,
right? Okay. But she hits the panic button on the alarm. Smart move, I guess.
Why hasn't she done that before?
Because, like, she's just like, I need that money. But now she's finally like, oh, no, our life's in danger. Even though this guy's been chasing her for a day.
Both her friends are dead.
And she hits the panic button. And now she's doing that, like, almost cartoon-like. Like, he's like, because he's freaking out by the noise. So he's, like, totally, like, can't function anymore now, I guess, because he can't hear. And she's, like, doing that, like, punch and run.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and he's like shooting and swinging. And she's just like taking her shots. It's weird. And she's just smashing him with this crowbar. And then she pushes him down the stairs. Okay. You're talking about a man that already has severe head trauma. And he just took a free fall down the stairs. Like one of those, like, I missed every step. And now I'm going to bounce my skull off the concrete floor, right? And he's done.
Yeah.
He's done. Rocky walks out. And we cut to Rocky in an airport or something with her sister.
Yep.
She's got the money. They're going on a flight. They're taking their trip. She walks up to the coffee bar. TV's playing. And we get a newscast.
This fucking asshole is very alive. Much alive and doing
so well. Alive. So alive. Like, they're like, he's doing well.
That's exactly what they say.
Like, he's given his statement.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, like, the police don't know because he's in a coma.
No. Two guys broke into his house, and he's, like, looking at the camera. He's like, yeah, it was just two people, and he fought them off.
Yeah. They tell us that, yeah, he gave an altered version. There were two. Dude, the alarm was going off. How would he have cleaned up the, how would he have ever deconstructed his sex dungeon?
The cops would find the other girl.
Cops would find everything.
Everything.
I mean, the girl was in the floor.
Yeah.
So maybe they get away with that. But I think if you found a sex dungeon and an illegal sperm bank and a lot of medical equipment and firearms and a lot of spent rounds and a lot. Dude, the house was riddled with bullets.
Yes.
Because he missed every shot.
Everything.
And he was literally shooting in a circle at one point. Dude, the cops would investigate this so hard. Okay. But he tells the cops that it was just two burglars and everything was copacetic. Nothing stolen. He got him. He shot him. Gun owner saves the day. And Rocky just stands there like,
why does she even give a shit? Because free, she's on a jet plane.
But instead, she's got a face like, here we go again.
Setting up the sequel.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2.
Guess I got to break into this guy's house again. Hope I don't accidentally break into his vacation home in California.
That's a sequel. On board. On board.
Oh shit. So that was that is Don't Breathe 2016. Yeah. Thank you so much,
Ashley.
Thank you so much. I think it was fun, man. It was a good one to talk about. 2016.
It was a good one to talk about. I remember when this movie came out, I was very excited to see
hype.
It.
A lot of hype.
And
a lot of hype.
Turd.
I thought I didn't. Again, the beginning was fucking great. Mm-hmm. And it's still, even though we're saying it's like a turd and it sucks, like, it's still better than most movies we see.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the interesting part about it. Movies are watchable now.
But it's less enjoyable than a lot of movies we've seen.
It's more frustrating for sure.
Yeah. Like, again,
it's equally as frustrating because, like, how, like, we watch these movies from, like, the 70s and 80s and we're like, get a grip. And to us, we're thinking, like, this is, like, the early days of horror or early days of slasher. I know it's not the early days of horror, but, like, the modern horror genre is, like, 70s and 80s, right? Of, like, what we see now. It's, like, kind of like the template. And you look back then and you're like, what stupid mistakes. But, you know, they were first of their kind of, for a lot of reasons. But then to see him continue to do it in 2016.
This one's inexcusable.
And to have so much studio backing behind it. And to still fuck. Like, that's another thing. Like, those ones in the 80s were, like, dudes that, like, rustled up, like, a million
bucks.
Put their
moms in debt.
Yeah. And, like, even if they didn't do that, they had, like, sleazy business deals on the side. But, like, they were just hustling money. And, like, it wasn't like it is now. Like, it's so corporate now that you'd think you could get the formula right. It's not hard.
Yeah. And, like, would you rewatch this? Like,
I wouldn't. I mean,
say in like 6 months, somebody's like, hey, no, you want to watch
I'm
this?
I'm done with it. Yeah. I'm done with it.
Same. But what if somebody was like, hey, you want to watch Rock and Roll Nightmare?
Oh, I love Rock and
Roll. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I love Rock and Roll.
This is, movies like this are so frustrating.
They really are. They really are. So that's it, guys. We still have shirts for sale, store.ihatehorror.com. Please buy shirts and hats and pins. We have everything up there for sale. All that dough is going to Joe's baby, which is coming soon.
Yeah.
Like a month away, man. That's fucking nuts. Not to scare you. equally as important, more important. IHateHurricanes.com, our donation drive. Donate $5 or more. You get a free sticker set of horror-themed stickers. If you donate $20 or more, you get to pick three movies like our Patreon picks. You get to pick three, and we'll pick one to do on the show. And all you have to do, go to IHateHurricanes.com. We got tons of details. We got a list of charities that we like. We also have a link to Charity Navigator, which will show you all the good charities that you can donate to. And you can donate to ones that are helping Harvey, that are helping Irma, that are helping the U.S., Caribbean, whatever. Whatever. We just got to help these people out. The storm hasn't hit. We're recording this Friday night. So hope everyone in Florida is safe. Yeah. And so do that. And we really appreciate everyone that's donated so far. Thank you all so much. We want to thank HelloFresh for sponsoring the show. Remember, that code is HORROR30 to get $30 off your first order. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the show. We're on Facebook.com/IHateHorror, IHateHorror.com. I'm on Twitter at IHateHorrorShow and Instagram and Snapchat at IHateHorror.
I'm at JoeV421, Boognish 1985, and Horror Show Joe.
And that's a wrap, right, man?
That's a wrap.
Next week, we have...
Ghoulies 2.
Ghoulies 2. Toolies.
Johns.
The Johns. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We really appreciate all the support. You guys have been incredible the last few months. Like, seriously, so insane. We love it. We love it so much.
Yeah.
So, for Joe... This is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.